You may call it a death sentence if you test positive for the deadly Ebola virus disease. But what could be more devastating is not having access to bury your loved ones when the inevitable happens. This is because Ebola victims still carry the infection, and releasing the body for burial could create more havoc. Radio Ghana's Yvonne Atiligo, in this special report, looks at how the Ebola viral disease is changing Africa's traditional way of burial.
This is how it ends. In Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, people wail in front of Ebola isolation units just to catch a glimpse of their family members before the Ebola response teams bury them. This is how loved ones bid farewell to a relative pronounced dead of Ebola and is being sent for burial. Typical of the African, people who die need special treatment before their final journey. At least, if one does not enjoy anything whilst alive, he or she is sure to get a befitting burial. But the Ebola viral disease has robbed many of that dignity. Most families are getting worried because they do not get the opportunity to bury their loved ones. Some family members bribe Ebola response teams to enable them to have access to the bodies of their relatives to perform the last funeral rites before they are buried. In Liberia, for instance, funerals typically include washing the body and keeping it for a week. That can last as relatives and friends file past and kiss the corpse before it is buried. But now, the practice is different. Here is an account of a woman who lost her daughter to the Ebola viral disease.
It broke me when I heard that rabbit. It really broke me. Yeah, he died. Do you know what it is? For someone that is really strong, 27 years old, just getting ready to have a good life, and you just die of a disease.
Giving a dead relative a befitting burial has a lot of significance in Ghana. Papa Efa Eduse is an elder and counselor at the Assemblies of God Church, Tema.
In our country, Ghana, if somebody dies and he is not laid in state, you are known as an outcast or somebody who didn't make up in life. So, as we are saying, in those countries, somebody has toiled and maybe built a house or something and this thing happens and nobody cares, or you are not allowed to show your... You can't sympathize with the family. It's a big problem. It will have long effects. Because if women are crying and you say, oh, stop, stop, you hear that, oh, allow him, allow her to cry. After that, she'll be okay. And true, if you allow those people to weep for some hours, nobody will stop them. They themselves will stop and they won't weep again. As they have been advertising or showing on the telly, you should be very careful. After some rounds, you come home, you wash your hands with running water and other things, so that even if there is, at least we will minimize it.
President Mahama at the just ended ECOWAS summit said Ebola is continuously breaking Africa's cultural system and all hands must be on deck to fight the outbreak.
What makes Ebola so dangerous is that the virus dares us to compromise the impulses that exist at the very core of our humanity. Our impulse to comfort one another with love, to care for each other with the healing power of our touch, and to maintain the dignity of our loved ones, even in death, with a public funeral and a properly marked grave. Ebola is a disease of isolation. It leaves family members afraid to embrace one another. It leaves health workers afraid to attend to their patients. And it forces the living to abandon the cultural rites of washing, embalming, and burying their dead. Instead, we zip them into a secure body bag, carried on a stretcher by makeshift pallbearers in protective wear, and then toss them into a freshly dug grave.
The Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Health Service, Rebecca Akonu, also expressed sadness at the manner in which Ebola victims are buried. She said, there is nothing that can be done other than allowing the authorities to do their work.
In the situation we find ourselves in, the outbreak of Ebola in the sub-region, we must face
reality. It is a fact that we are not supposed to come into contact with body fluids of infected persons, and when these infected persons die, they still carry the virus. So we need to choose between, I know the emotional attachment to our bodies, the way we handle our dead, we really love our dead, rather unfortunately, when they are living, we don't give them support. When they die, we are all over the place trying to support. We love them and they are gone, but the reality is they still carry the virus. So we need to choose between insisting on handling them and getting not just those handling them infected, but those who also come into contact with, you know, those who have handled them getting infected. So you have a bigger number. So the wisest decision is to just allow the health authorities to bury them the best way it needs to be buried. It's a very painful experience, but that's a reality.
Now, watching and listening to the wailing in the three worst hit Ebola countries sends shivers down the spine of people who are yet to encounter the such situation in their communities or country. Ghanaians love their funerals and would go the extra mile to give their dead a befitting burial. But the question is, how would Ghanaians deal with the Ebola crisis when loved ones are buried in a manner that takes away their dignity?
It is actually devastating and, you know, so not right that a family member of yours actually dies and you can't give the person a befitting burial. You know, it's sad. But per the situation that we have right now, that is the only way, because the dead will have to take care of the dead and the living will have to continue to live.
It would be very sad because in the normal circumstances, if your loved one is dead, you have to perform some rites or you give the person a befitting burial. And if you are not given the chance to do that, in fact, you have to.
I personally, I'll feel sad that my loved one is dead and I don't have access to the body. I can't even see the body again. You know, in the African culture, for you to bury your relative or your loved one, it's something that brings respect and even how you're able to perform the funeral. But here's the case, somebody, even the moment the person is diagnosed of having Ebola, then that ends it. You don't even have access to the person again, and you might not even know the day the person is dead. Medically, it's right, because if you are granted access to the person with the emotion that you have seeing that this is your loved one, and you'll be tempted to tie the person, and when you do that, you're also infected.
I will feel devastated. I mean, the last thing I would want to do is to see the person for the last time, and then I wouldn't be able to do that. So it would hurt, but given that if I go and see the person, I will die of Ebola too. I'll manage and contain myself so that I will not die and live to tell the story.
It is on this note that people must be educated on the dangers of the Ebola disease so that they show more seriousness and adhere to preventive measures.